That's a fine looking Tuesday, 23rd day of September across Saskatchewan. Good morning. Brent Laux filling in for Evan Bray today and tomorrow. Evan will be over his farm fix by then, I do believe, and he'll be back in the chair for you coming up on Thursday morning. A busy morning on the go, as is always the case with the Evan Bray Show on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. We're going to pop in and check with Daryl Davis here just a second or two. You know, it's been just about the 24 hours since the big CFL significant announcement. Any thoughts, any ideas about these changes and what they may do to the game? We'll get into that with Daryl here. Andrew Scheer checks in coming up at the top of the hour as the Conservatives put forward a motion for the Liberal government to repeal the oil and gas emissions cap. How did that go? What was the debate like? Andrew Scheer with that after nine. Artificial intelligence, it's everywhere, and it's continuing to, you know, basically infiltrate all aspects of our life. What about using artificial intelligence as a mental health counselor? A good idea or not? We've got a guest after 9:30 to address that issue. The Fraser Institute says Canadians are paying more and more for their healthcare. Of course, they're talking about the amount of tax dollars that we pay to cover our public health care. Some numbers from the Fraser Institute after 10 this morning. The John Howard Society of Saskatchewan helping people get their life in order, but they've got a criminal record. How do you get a job if you've got a criminal record? Well, they've got some ways around that for people that are serious about improving their life situation. We'll hear from the John Howard Society this morning after 10:30. Like I say, it's a busy morning. We've got guests joining us to talk about a very special event in Regina on Truth and Reconciliation Day next Tuesday. They'll be celebrating Indigenous hockey legends with a dinner in Regina and some special guests as well. Our new favorite fisherman in Saskatchewan, Winston Stockdale. We talked to him on the Evan Bray Show a few months ago after he and his young brother won the Premier's Cup this summer up at Tobin. They wrapped up the fishing season with a big win at the Last Mountain Fall Walleye Classic. You see the kind of money that they win at these fish derbies, fishing tournaments? Winston Stockdale here after 11:30 this morning. And for our Saskatoon and area listeners, how you feeling about all the road work in the city of Saskatoon? Man, I just don't recall a summer where it's been this busy. And the number of detours, you go down one street, detour, think, okay, I'll get around, go that way, another detour. And then, of course, you got the Broadway Bridge reconstruction. We've got the City of Saskatoon road construction update. That'll be in our final half hour today. It's a beautiful morning, 7 degrees right now, Saskatoon, 7 degrees Regina as well. Let's talk CFL changes with Daryl Davis. Morning, Daryl.
Hi, Brent. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm pretty excited about these changes. Any publicity about your organization is good, isn't it? You know, people are talking about the CFL. Is it going to reinvigorate us as a fan base, you think?
Well, it's dividing the fan base, that's for sure, Brent. I'm like you, though. I think it was great. From the announcement that they were going to announce something on Sunday, they've taken the NFL right out of the picture, it seems like, for the last couple of days. Mm-hmm. And good for the CFL for doing that. They've made changes. I know people are worried that they're Americanizing the game a lot more. They've made a couple of changes that make it a little bit more like the NFL. But I think they've taken the good things from the NFL, like moving the goalposts, and made the Canadian game even stronger. They've kept some of the important stuff, the rouge, lots of kick returns still. I think they're great changes, Brent.
I like the time clock. I like the idea of the play clock now being set up so that as soon as they get up to the line, the clock starts, they got to go. I think that's a positive, much like we've seen in Major League Baseball.
Yes, the pitch clock in Major League Baseball has really helped the game. And you're right, it's going to be 35 seconds from the end of a play, so nobody can dawdle, and you just got to get going. It used to be 20 seconds, but an official had to blow that in, so he would wait for everybody to get saunter back into position, and then it was taking like 60, 75 seconds between plays, and that's not what the CFL is all about, so I do like that as well. I can't complain about a single one. I know Jamie Nye, my buddy on the Green Zone, is really happy about the rouge changing. Mm-hmm. I thought, well, the rouge could stay the same, but the fact that they've made it into an active play all the time, missed field goals don't count as a single anymore automatically, I think that's a great rule too. So nothing to complain about, Brent, but we're hearing a lot of complaints from old-time dyed-in-the-wool CFL fans.
One of our listeners actually texted in saying this means now no run back on missed field goals with the post being back of the end zone. So that is a bit of a downer.
It's not true, though. Short field goals can be returned, and punts into the end zone can be returned. The only way you get a single point now is if the returner concedes the point in the end zone. So if it rolls out of the side of the end zone or through the end zone, that used to be boring. And that's rewarding failure, people were saying, about missing a field goal becomes a 1 point. It doesn't happen that way anymore. There are still going to be returns out of the end zone. And I think it's a much better, much more vibrant way of scoring a point.
Good stuff. So what about Mosaic Stadium itself? What are these changes going to do to the field and for the fans' experiences there, especially those sitting close to the field?
Well, yeah, we met with Craig Reynolds yesterday, the CEO of the Rough Riders, and he said, you know what, the turf at Mosaic Stadium is about ready to be replaced anyway, so they're going to have to change it, obviously, for the new markings, because they did take 10 yards out. That one was a little tough to figure, that they took 10 yards out of play in the middle of the field, but with all things considered, it makes a lot of sense. They will have to move the goalposts, and I know that's a bit of an expense, too, and they'll find more room for prime seating. I think that they're going to add some seats in the end zone, some fun places, just so we need another more pill country, I guess. But there's going to be some more room back down there, I'm pretty sure. They haven't figured out. That's why the rules are going into effect. The big rules are going into effect in 2007, some of the smaller ones next year. So I think it's a good move that way, too. I know that there's a lot of people upset. The Scott McAuley, who coaches the Regina Thunder here, is really mad about the fact they might have to play two sets of games because a lot of the minor football fields might not be moving their goalposts to right. The back of the end zone. But I think in a year and a half that they'll find the way to move it and probably conform to the rules. I think the rules are going to be better, and I think they'll help amateur football as well.
I like the sound of it. I can tell you're pumped about this, Daryl. Let's count on the Riders a strong finish here at the back end of the season, and looking forward to these changes beginning next year and on into 2027 as well.
Yeah, everybody but Brett Lauther, the kicker, might be happy about it. It's another 15 yards he's got to add to his kick, so that's going to be tough on him. But I think they're great, Brett. I can't wait to see them. It's too bad that we got to wait a year and a half to see the goalpost move. I've been an advocate of that for a long time, and I think that's the most important, biggest, best move that they made.
All right. Thanks for your time, Daryl.
Thanks, Brett. Take care.
Daryl Davis, you hear him on the Green Zone, a sports writer, and of course, yes, a big topic on the Green Zone yesterday with all these changes announced by the CFL commissioner yesterday morning, and I'm sure it will continue today. The Green Zone 2-6 on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Gorgeous morning across the province as harvest continues for a lot of the farm folks. And a little on the cool side this morning. Saskatoon and Regina both 7 degrees, but highs well above normal. 23 Regina today, 26 Saskatoon as well. On the way here, we've got Andrew Scheer coming up, the MP for Regina Qu'Appelle, Conservative Party House Leader. The Conservatives put forward a motion for the federal government to repeal the oil and gas emissions cap. How did that debate go? We'll find out more with Andrew Scheer here coming up just after the top of the hour. Some other stuff that we're going to be talking about through the course of the day today. Well, the Riders, looking forward to their game in Edmonton coming up on Saturday afternoon. And how about the Blue Jays? Blue Jays heading into their final 6 regular season games. They're kicking off a 3-game series in Toronto against the Boston Red Sox. And then the final series will be, their nemesis. The Tampa Bay Rays are going to be in Toronto for the weekend, for the final weekend series. And after this weekend, we'll be down to the final 12 teams out of the 30 Major League Baseball teams, and we'll see how that's all going to shape up then for the wild card playoffs that begin next week. Love some baseball. Good morning. This is the Evan Bray Show. You're listening on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Evan Bray Show, Brent Lauk's filling in today and tomorrow. Evan's back in the chair here come Thursday morning. We were chatting with Daryl Davis, of course, a longtime sports journalist in Saskatchewan. You hear him as well on the Green Zone with Jamie and Locker. Not everyone shares Daryl's optimism, though. Eli texted in saying hopefully they'll cancel these changes announced by the CFL. Daryl Davis knows zero about sports. This is the beginning of the end of the CFL. That comment off our text line coming from Eli at 1-877-332-TALK, 1-877-332-8255. A lot of people are watching the goings-on in British Columbia in the situation with this ostrich farm. I talked about it briefly yesterday. I hadn't really read a whole lot about it. I saw some headlines, but I knew just from the text that I got yesterday, there's a lot of people here that are supporting this family. Now, if you're not familiar with the story, the 30-second elevator speech on it, basically, they have a large flock of ostriches. Like, they've got about 400 of these big birds on their ranch. Last year, last December, there was an outbreak of avian flu, bird flu, that saw 69 of the birds die. And following that, a bunch of testing, some different court appeals on the part of the owners, the Federal Food Inspection Agency ordered the destruction of that entire flock of 400 birds. It's a very emotional situation. Yesterday, Sunday night, Monday morning, you saw a convoy, basically, of RCMP vehicles and waste trucks surround, basically, the gates to this ranch in British Columbia. Now, as it stands here today, what I've seen, the people, the owners of this ranch have got their lawyer trying to get one last ditch appeal to the Supreme Court of Canada. I don't think there's a lot of optimism here, but this is their, what they feel is their last shot at saving this flock. The Federal Inspection Agency, the Canadian Food Inspection Agency, says there's too great a risk and these birds have to be destroyed. The owners have now been told they have to vacate the premises sometime today. They have been told they must leave today or they will bring in the police and enforce their departure. So it's an interesting story that's very emotional. And, of course, the owners of these birds, this is their life. And they have been posting a lot of videos and such on Facebook, that is, showing their conversations with some of the RCMP, showing their conversations with the Food Inspection Agency people that are there. But as it stands today, what they're looking at is they have been told they must vacate the premises today so that the cull can go ahead with these 400 big birds. We'll keep an eye on that story and continue to follow it and bring you up to date of any information that may come in here. On a totally different note, Donald Trump, President Donald Trump, speaking to the United Nations today and sounding rather conciliatory, I thought, as he was addressing the nations of the world in New York.
What is the purpose of the United Nations? The UN has such tremendous potential. I've always said it. It has such tremendous, tremendous potential, but it's not even coming close to living up to that potential. For the most part, at least for now, all they seem to do is write a really strongly worded letter and then never follow that letter up. It's empty words, and empty words don't solve war.
U.S. President Donald Trump speaking this morning in New York to the General Assembly of the United Nations. And in true Trump style, he also went off on a bit of a tangent talking about the incredible cost overruns for renovations and reconstruction in the United Nations buildings in New York. And he said there was a time not that many years ago where he offered to do the project for $500 million. And now he said it's been costing $3 to $4 billion. But he also had an interesting invitation to the leaders of all the nations gathered there.
Well, I've come here today to offer the hand of American leadership and friendship to any nation in this assembly that is willing to join us in forging a safer, more prosperous world. And it's a world that we'll be much happier with. A dramatically better future is within our reach. But to get there, we must reject the failed approaches of the past and work together to confront some of the greatest threats in history.
U.S. President Donald Trump speaking at the United Nations this morning, and he continues to speak at this time. You may recall in his very first term as president of the United States, he spoke at the United Nations, and a lot of the countries didn't take him very seriously at that time, but he's certainly got the attention and the ears of the world these days. This is the Evan Bray Show. Brent Laux filling in today and again tomorrow. Have you applied for your bread rebate? You remember the story? There was the big lawsuit, class action and Loblaws and McGavin's ended up coming up with a $500 million settlement. Canadians can access that money. Not many have. And you've got till mid-December to get your application in. Could be worth like $100 or so. Who couldn't use $100 from these big grocery companies? Tell you more about that when we return after the top of the hour. Evan Bray Show continues on this fine Tuesday on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME.